privilege of working with young people in this state of Maine. I work with white people, black people, brown people, Chinese people, other Asian people. I work with them all, honey. And let me tell you something. Until these children have equal representation within the institutions which they are forced to be a part of and learn from, until these children are learning the stories of Marsha P. Johnson, are learning the stories of Black history and brown history, and why we call this the Spanish flu, until these young people who look to people like me for guidance can feel safe and know that they're growing up in a world that is full of empathy and compassion and equality, no one is free. And now, elected officials, I'll leave you with two things. A demand. Isn't that cute? Where's the Black Lives Matter flag hanging up there? To be able to celebrate all of the amazing things that the LGBT+ community has overcome. But we can't stay silent when the majority of America is silenced and murdered and executed on our streets every single day. So I'll leave you with this. If you know who I am, you know that I go by the Duchess of Casco Bay because, honey, I came over on the ferry this morning to be here. My white adoptive parents' home on the island, and I heard the noise and weird explosion-y sounds coming from across the still, silent bays, echoing off of the quiet homes of the privileged elite sitting on Casco Bay on the island. I wrote a song, and I'd like to share it with you. It's called America Reimagined.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for anyone that's white, for dark and white house vacancies.
Thank you.